Toronto. The rest of Canada should follow British Columbia's lead in its new approach to cervical cancer screening. The Canadian Cancer Society and the Society of Obstetricians and Gynecologists of Canada said on Wednesday. On Tuesday, the BC government announced that testing for human papillomavirus, or HPV, will gradually replace pap tests as the standard screening. HPV causes cervical cancer. Although Prince Edward Island was the first province to replace pap tests with HPV tests in doctors' offices, BC is the first in Canada to offer the option of doing the HPV tests at home, starting January 29. Women and other people with a cervix between 25 and 69 years of age in BC will be able to order a self-screening kit, which they will then mail back to the lab in an envelope that is included in the kit. The self-administered test has already been used in some BC communities that were part of a pilot program launched in 2021. Healthcare providers in BC will transition from using pap tests to HPV tests over the next 3 years by patient age group, starting with people 55 and older. We've long advocated for the implementation of HPV testing as the primary test and really commend BC as kind of a first step towards eliminating cervical cancer within our lifetime, said Charles Arulia, manager of advocacy for the Canadian Cancer Society in an interview on Wednesday. The Society of Obstetricians and Gynecologists of Canada also wants to see the rest of the provinces and territories adopt the HPV test and provide the option of self-screening at home, said Dr. Amanda Black, the Society's president. Both Black and Arulia said the HPV test is a more effective screening tool for cervical cancer than the pap test. The pap test identifies changes and abnormalities in cervical cells, whereas the HPV test can detect the presence of the virus before those cell changes happen, they said. The HPV test is also easier to administer, which makes it possible for people to do it themselves. The advantage of the self-screen certainly is that it may be able to reach patients who otherwise couldn't access care, Black said. The test could be an option for people living in remote areas who can't easily get to a healthcare provider, she said. It could also be a way to reach people who have experienced cultural or racial trauma in the healthcare system and therefore avoid physical examinations or interactions with providers. The at-home kit is a swab that needs to be inserted a few centimeters into the vagina, then rotated for 20 to 30 seconds, Black said. The swab doesn't have to reach the cervix, so the chances of someone doing the test incorrectly are small, she said. If someone tests positive for HPV using the home test, they would then be referred to a healthcare provider for follow-up, Black said. She emphasized that getting vaccinated against HPV is another critical prevention measure against cervical cancer. Other provinces besides BC and PEI are at various stages of planning a transition from pap tests to HPV tests, including Quebec, Ontario and Manitoba, Arulia said. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 10, 2024. Canadian Press health coverage receives support through a partnership with the Canadian Medical Association. CP is solely responsible for this content. Nicole Ireland, the Canadian Press. JPG, caption. This kit is a part of the first self-screening cervical cancer plan in Canada, in Vancouver, BC, Tuesday, January 9, 2024. The Canadian Cancer Society and the Society of Obstetricians and Gynecologists of Canada hope the rest of the country will follow BC's new approach to cervical cancer screening. The Canadian Press, Ethan Cairns, greater than.